Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Richard Allen, A-L-L-E-N. Address is P.O. Box 861 Willows, California, 95988. Phone is 530-682-9287. Work is 530-330-1528. Date of birth is 6/11/1957. ID is XXX/XXX7639. Insurance is Medicare / AARP. Plan G. The clinical indication is headaches-migraine. Below that it should say history of obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, comma, arthritis, comma, hypertension, degenerative spinal disease with pain, parenthesis, currently on stimulator, end parenthesis, and it should say findings of abnormal electroencephalographic paroxysmal activity, generalized spike and polyspike and wave activity, seen with a 12-minute duration, consistent with electrographic seizures, and then the date is 2/9/2024. Next diagnosis is lower lumbar radiculopathy. Sensory axonal neuropathy. And then the date should be 10 milligrams, metoprolol 100 milligrams, Hysingla, Hysingla, extended release tablets 30 milligrams, Keppra 250 milligrams BID, gabapentin 600 milligrams, up to 2 TID. Testosterone injection, Crisperdal 350 milligrams, hydrocodone 10/325 milligrams, sumatriptan 100 milligrams. Omeprazole 20 milligrams, B12 injections 1,000 micrograms, dear professional colleagues, Richard Allen was seen today for neurological reevaluation. Considering his evaluation with a history of hypertension. And possible cognitive decline, new paragraph. Well, and this is addressed to Jesse Corpus, PA. That's Jesse Corpus, PA, primary care. Well, I should say referred by Dr. Brett Butts, International Pain Physicians. Dear professional colleagues, when Richard Allen was seen today for reevaluation following his diagnostic evaluation and the determination of frontotemporal epilepsy, he was placed on Keppra, taking additional alprazolam to reduce anxiety, and has done well since that time. New paragraph. His previous neurological evaluation determined that he had a lower extremity neuropathy consistent with his lumbar radiculopathy, for which he was treated. New paragraph. More recently, evaluations have determined a normal MR brain imaging study showing an area of subcortical gliotic signal in the right frontal centrum, the right frontal centrum semi-ovale, which may represent a chronic ischemic change. His diagnostic static and ambulatory electroencephalograms were abnormal, showing episodes of generalized spike and polyspike activity. Consistent with electrographic seizures. New paragraph. Laboratory diagnostic testing showed a slightly lowered IgM, positive ANA screen, with nuclear slash nucleolar pattern, comma normal nutritional analysis, and some features of dyslipidemia. But no prediabetes or insulin sensitivity. You paragraph radiograms of the left knee, ankle, and foot have been ordered but not been completed. New paragraph. His brain imaging study completed on December 8, 2023 showed a normal volumetric analysis . The left knee radiograms in October of 2023 showed evidence of previous arthroscopic surgery. With evidence of a medial meniscus posterior horn flap tear or surgery. There was evidence for remote low-grade strain in the proximal medial collateral ligament. And mild osteoarthritis of the medial compartment with low-grade chondrosis and a very small marginal osteophyte, trace left knee joint effusion, MRI of the left ankle without contrast showed evidence of acute mild plantar fasciitis MRI of the left foot showed normal alignment. A small subchondral cyst in the medial first proximal phalangeal head. A 0.9 centimeter non-specific cyst in the lateral first metatarsal head. No significant joint effusion. New paragraph. The additional dementia biomarker testing has been requested, and he'll be seen with those results. New paragraph. If those results are significant, an amyloid PET CT imaging study of the brain will also be accomplished. New paragraph. I will see him for follow-up with the results of that testing and the current benefit of the medications that he is using for pain management. No, and then sign with my professional signature.